again, everyone, and welcome to a special sponsored episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Sulovich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group, and senior editor of AutoFin Journal and Subprime Auto Finance News. For this special sponsored episode, pleased to welcome Alex Carpizza, who is Senior Director of Product Management at LotLinks. Alex, thank you so much for making time for us. How are you?
I am doing great, Nick. Thank you so much for having me on today. Really excited and looking forward to our conversation.
Absolutely. And we're sharing our conversation here. It's amazing how quickly time is going. We're already into March, well into the first quarter of the year. And certainly you and your team are keeping a close eye on this shifting and active automotive marketplace. Just what are some of the biggest trends that you're seeing, and what tools are you using to keep up with those trends that benefit you and maybe can help dealers too?
Yeah, that's a great opening question there, Nick. And just to your point on how quickly time goes, it feels like that lead up to NADA and beyond NADA, it's, 2 to 3 months in total, but sometimes it feels like it's a matter of weeks. So yeah, here we are in March. So we're seeing some interesting trends, and all of us that have worked in automotive for, many years have known how cyclical this industry can be, how much the economy plays into the performance and the impact that automotive has. And a couple of trends that we're really seeing are specifically around pricing, promotion, and merchandising. Starting on the pricing front, we are starting to see a mix of dealers who are anticipating the return of price shoppers with a lot of options versus those who are still trying to play the gross game. And I think that right now is kind of a bit of a gray area where you can still somewhat get away with playing that gross volume opportunity as opposed to trying to price a little bit more aggressively and capture, shoppers earlier, turn them into buyers and turn your inventory. But what we're starting to actually see is that the price to market on many year make models are actually completely shifting, and they're shifting a little bit lower. And I think that's due to, stocking coming back. And this is a benefit for consumers, but also could be a benefit for the dealers that are willing to be proactive and, put a really great promotional strategy, a really great pricing strategy against their inventory. So we're kind of seeing still a bit of a mix that dealers are holding a bit above market in price and, scheduling those markdowns over the first 30 to 45 days. But we also have some customers that are starting at, 92, 93, 94% to market and really trying to get through that inventory quickly so that they can acquire more and continue to sell at a volume base.
Well, it's certainly the inventory component has been an interesting dynamic over the past couple of years in light of the supply chain issues and manufacturing and having it spill all the way down into the used market too. What do you think? How will the rising inventory levels impact dealership sales now that their blacktops aren't completely empty nowadays? What steps do you think they should take into account as these inventory levels shift?
Yeah, so I certainly think that, it's going to create more customer competition. No longer will a customer have to look miles away to find, the car that they've been looking for, especially with new inventory. And as the inventory is going to continue to come back throughout the summer into Q3, Q4, they will be back, the consumers, to price, service, and brand shopping again. So it's going to be, them looking for that, 2021 Toyota Tacoma that they can find at the most competitive price. But it's also going to be on the dealerships from a customer service standpoint, from a brand standpoint, to put themselves out there and make sure that they can, acquire those shoppers and bring in that in-market demand that is going to be growing. So a couple strategies that are really, really critical and important here. One, obviously pricing. We mentioned it. Every dealer has their own, pricing mantra or methodology. But the ones that we are seeing that are pricing well also need to promote their inventory well. And promotion starts with merchandising, making sure that you have vehicle photos as quickly as possible on this inventory. Soon as it hits your lot, try and get those photos done and make sure that you're advertising and promoting that inventory, because even if you are pricing at 95 or 94% to market, you need to get that, that inventory in front of the in-market shopping customers. Now, a lot of dealers are, of course, doing that through all of the third-party listing sites, but it's really, really important for them to make sure that they're working with vendors that have their best interests in mind in terms of ensuring that those vehicles are promoted across every digital channel, including video, and really ensuring that when it's merchandised well, it has great photos, it has a good price, and it's something that is fresher to market. You want to make sure that you're promoting that early and often to ensure that you can turn that vehicle out before it's, you know, market average days on lot. So that's a really, really important aspect of it, is to look at the pricing, look at how you're merchandising that price, and then ultimately making sure that you're promoting it early, often, and in the most effective channels.
Again, the voice you're hearing for this special sponsored episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast is Alex Carpizza, who is the Senior Director of Product Management at LotLinks. And Alex, perhaps the most important questions here in our conversation, as you referenced, pricing is such an important element. How can dealers make sure their units are priced properly within their markets? How can they avoid the need for incentives or price markdowns or other strategies that might hurt growth?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple interesting ways that you can look at it. And we've got a couple tools that I'll speak on in a little bit. Free tools, by the way, that, you know, you don't have to be a customer of ours to get access to, that can really help dealers, you know, analyze, strategize, and, you know, push forward on recommendations of how to best manage their inventory. And I think ultimately at the highest level, it comes down to what I call the risk waste mix. And the way that we look at risk and waste is you can kind of classify a vehicle in three ways. Is this vehicle at risk to age out in terms of its current performance, its current, you know, characteristics and statistics? Is it in a waste status where maybe it's getting too much promotion, too much attention, and still not selling, or potentially a vehicle that can sell itself? And then you kind of have that happy middle that's vehicles that are in a neutral state where they're not at risk of aging out, they're not currently wasting money. And I think it's really important for dealers to understand, for every single VIN that sits on their lot, that's in their inventory, whether it's been merchandised, priced, and promoted already, whether it's been around for 60, 90 days plus, you have to look at the attributes of the vehicle and figure out, compared to my market and compared to the industry averages, what is happening. So a couple of questions you can ask. One, what is my average vehicle age across a multitude of categories? So if I'm looking at, you know, condition, body style, if I'm looking just at specifically condition, if I'm looking at certain year make models on the new side that I have a lot of, what is my average age when I'm comparing to the market? And that's a really important distinction. Some dealers define their markets differently. We have tools that allow dealers to help us understand who are your key competition and how can we show you how you're performing against them. Secondly, where are you spending your advertising dollars and is it working? So simply, you know, going and taking $3,000 of spend against a segment of 30 VINs and throwing it up to maybe a social media vendor, or just, you know, if you have an in-house team that's putting it against Facebook, you have to make sure it's working. Just spending the money alone, yeah, of course, it's important to, you know, optimize for click-through rate and cost. Those are the general roll-up metrics. But more importantly, we look at it as inventory coverage. So if you're sending 30 vehicles that you have to move, you have a stair-step incentive against them, and you're pushing them into an advertising channel, you want to make sure that all 30 of those units are getting the visibility that they need. And different vehicles need different levels of visibility. We understand that there are certain cars that will take several hundred dollars worth of advertising to sell. But on the flip side, there are certain cars that a dealership can sell all day long with just direct and organic traffic. They don't need to advertise them. So we have certain tools that can help them optimize and view all of their inventory in a virtual lot to understand, where am I sending my traffic? Which vehicles is it going to? How is it performing against those that are selling versus those that aren't? And where am I sitting against my market in terms of days on lot, in terms of price, and in terms of other factors?
Closing moments here on this special sponsored episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast, featuring Alex Carpizza, who is Senior Director of Product Management at LotLinks. And Alex, to round us out, certainly one size fits all works in some cases, but what might be the danger of taking that approach by dealers as far as an inventory management tool goes? And what data and insights does LotLinks have with its solutions that kind of separates it from the others?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So if it's going to be a one size fits all solution, it's really important that whichever vendor or inventory management tool you're using excels in a lot of those areas. So there's so many fantastic companies out there that are very focused on one component of the vehicle lifecycle. So if we're talking acquisition, recon, pricing, merchandising, promotion, and ultimately sale, there's a multitude of vendors and companies that fall into each one of those buckets. And it's really difficult to find one vendor that can cover absolutely every single one of those things. And I know so many dealers would love to have, you know, just one vendor that you have to meet with monthly that can cover all those things. And it's very, you know, tough to manage all those multiple vendors. But at the very least, they can still find a vendor that covers each of those specific pillars in themselves. So one vendor that helps with acquisition, one with reconditioning, one that will help them with pricing, or maybe a couple that have some additional pricing insights that they can glean into that tool. A vendor that helps them with merchandising. Right now, we see a lot of dealers that have, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 different vendors helping them with promotion. That's a really, really critical piece of the entire vehicle lifecycle, as I've referenced it a lot over our conversation so far here. That is one area where I think a, you know, one size fits all vendor could really be a value to the customer, because when you have one single vendor that can oversee all of your promotion, understand where all of the vehicle budgets are going, again, at the VIN level, which is really critical and important to ensure coverage and that every vehicle gets the right amount of love that it needs to sell under the average days to sale. That's a really critical piece where I think that dealers should start to try and look for some of those one size fits all management solutions is in the promotion realm. Because when you have multiple vendors advertising across multiple channels, they're not talking to each other. They're not understanding which vehicles are getting enough love from their social channels and maybe enough from their display, but could use more from the listing sites. So it's important to really consolidate that all together and leverage the analytics that are out there to really help with that type of insights. Now, from the LotLink side, we have, as I mentioned earlier, a multitude of tools that dealers could leverage for each piece of this inventory lifecycle. So from the promotion and the market insights and an acquisition side, we have a tool. It's called VMX. VMX is a Chrome browser extension. If you search LotLinks or VMX in the Chrome browser web store, you can download this tool for free. You can contact us. We will get you a login if you provide your access to your feed and view access to your Google Analytics. We can give you insights about absolutely every single vehicle. And what it does is it identifies VIN numbers on web pages. When you interact or click on that VIN number, it pops up into the sidebar on your computer and gives you a ton of market insights, a ton of vehicle specific details. Where the demand is at on this vehicle, is it increasing, is it decreasing, where is it trending over the last 90 days? We show you, if we have access to your GA, we can show you exactly where you've delivered traffic and from which sources to these specific vehicles. We can show you information about your price versus days on lot and price versus mileage charts for a multitude of vehicles that we consider similar within your competitive area. So that's a really important tool that a lot of our customers are using to gain insights, to gain analysis, but we also give the opportunity to go ahead and boost a vehicle. So actually get that promoted into our LotLinks omnichannel system across all the integrations we have to ensure that that vehicle is getting proper coverage and proper visibility when it's in a, you know, state of recommended boost. We also have another couple free tools. One, our VINView Optimizer. I'm sure a lot of dealers that have worked with LotLinks in the past or have seen us have seen our VVO. It's a virtual inventory lot. It's all GA data-based. We list out all of the inventory that's on your dealership lot, both live and sold. And we can show you where all of the traffic is coming to those inventory items. So we know where every VDP view is coming from GA data. And we offer this as a free tool to really help you identify, as I referenced earlier, the waste versus risk discussion. So which vehicles are getting enough or too much love and which vehicles need a little bit more love? Where is your coverage going by source medium, by channel, and really helping dealers understand, here's where I'm efficient, here's where I'm inefficient, and here's where I can improve. And what we're ultimately trying to really push with this is a proactive approach to inventory promotion and inventory management versus a reactive approach. So try and address the problem when the inventory is fresh. We can give you insights that say, hey, for your, you know, condition year make models, we are typically seeing you turn them in this many days. And we're typically seeing you start pricing them here. And over time, you're decreasing price. So maybe if you start pricing it a little bit lower, closer to market, and you start promoting it earlier, we can help you turn that vehicle before it hits its average DOL on your, you know, your current inventory set. And so these are really important ways for dealers to think about their inventory promotion in a proactive sense, as opposed to reacting and going, you know, oh man, this vehicle's at 45, 50, 60 days on lot. It's only had 10 VDP views in its lifetime and zero over the last 7 days. We should do something about this. And our tools will illustrate that for you. Again, free tools. But I think the really important part of it is trying to get a little more proactive with that approach and saying, what can we do in days 1 to 5 to 10 to set up this vehicle for success, to ensure that it gets the proper visibility, that it's attracting the demand that's in the market at that time, instead of, you know, waiting a little bit longer till that vehicle ages out. So we've got a multitude of tools that can help with that. But for us, it's really about helping dealers be proactive with their inventory management and promotion, helping advise them throughout the entire inventory, you know, life cycle and the VIN life cycle, and ultimately set them up for success so they can increase their market share, they can sell vehicles faster, and they can price more appropriately out the gate to capture those consumers that, as I mentioned, you know, over the summer and the coming months are going to really be price shopping and looking for their best options.
That's Alex Carpizza, Senior Director of Product Management at LotLinks, here on this special sponsored episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. Alex, thank you so much for giving us a great summation of the current retail landscape and how LotLinks can walk beside dealers and help them through whatever might be down the road here. So thank you again.
Wonderful. Appreciate the time today. For anyone else that's looking for information, please visit our website, lotlinks.com. And we'd love to, you know, set up a demo with one of our sales folks or our client services folks, or find me on LinkedIn. I've got a unique last name. I'm happy to also take you through a demo myself. So would love to do that.
Excellent. And if you've missed any of our past episodes of the podcast, just go to our website at automarketing.com and click on the podcast box to find our library of past episodes. Or subscribe through whichever platform you get your podcast. For fellow hosts, Bill Zedites and Joe Overby, as well as our outstanding executive producer, Matt Rice, I'm Nick Zulovich. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you again next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.